This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin held their first summit Wednesday, with cyber attacks, human rights, and arms control highlighting their nearly four-and-a-half-hour meeting. After the summit, Biden said that he brought up human rights, something that he called part of the DNA of the United States.
No president of the United States could keep faith with the American people if they did not speak out to defend our democratic values, to stand up for the universal and fundamental freedoms that all men and women have, in our view. That's just part of the DNA of our country. So human rights is going to always be on the table, I told him.
At a separate news conference, President Vladimir Putin said through an interpreter that while he and Biden do not agree on everything, they continue to have what he called a pragmatic relationship.
But no, we have to represent our countries, and the relationship is a pragmatic one, primarily.
The two leaders also agreed to return their respective ambassadors to each other's capitals after a diplomatic tug of war that involved senior diplomats. The European Union is recommending member countries start lifting restrictions on tourists from the United States. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The move was adopted during the meeting in Brussels of permanent representatives of the 27-nation bloc. The recommendation is non-binding, and national governments have authority to require test results or vaccination records and to set other entry conditions if they want. In addition to the US, also added were North Macedonia, Albania, Serbia, Lebanon, and Taiwan to the tourist travel list. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com.